to a weather person is Zerk.
Tag, you're it. I literally tried to call you and it went straight to voicemail, probably because you were trying to call me.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
and
I got...
I called again and then the guy answered and said, I'll let her know to call you. I said, okay.
Yeah, I got stuck on a late call. A guy called in, and when they do that, I don't have, you know, I got to wait till they're done.
No, yeah, that was, I'm not going anywhere. I'm still kind of on crutches a little bit.
Oh boy, what happened?
I twisted my ankle up a little.
Mmm.
So I've been on crutches for about a week now, I think, or two.
Oh boy,
it's getting better now, but I've still been working.
I was going to say, you know, it's really bad if it's a grown man on crutches in your field because y'all just can't sit still.
No, this is the first time I've actually ever been injured, like injured.
Yeah. No.
I've fell off stuff and cut my hands and smashed fingers and stuff like that, hit myself in the head, but I've never actually been on crutches before.
My husband says, because he's a football coach, you know, there's a difference between being hurt and being injured. And if you're injured, you know, so I've learned that lesson the hard way, you know.
Are you hurt or are you injured? What's the difference? If you're hurt, you can still play.
Exactly. If you're injured, we've got an issue, you know.
Yeah.
We got to get the trainer out here.
I'll be laying down on the ground crying. He's like, what's wrong with you? You hurt or you injured? And I was like, what's the difference? Because if you're hurt, you can still play. I was like, oh, God. I guess I'm hurt.
Yeah, well, you know, if you're a football player, you have such a love for your team. It's, you know, it really is something. It took me a while to understand it, but I understand it now, you know, and it's actually a really beautiful thing, personally, I think.
Well, if I ran into the guys I went to high school with, that I was on the team with, we would still have stories to tell.
Yeah.
So it's a lifelong thing, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just high school. I wasn't even college or NFL or nothing.
My husband coaches high school football, and he's coached youth football. My son's see all kinds of teams and stuff, and he just, if you love football, you just, it's a passion. You love it, you know?
Well, that'd be a tough job, actually, a football coach, because you'd get close to your kids, watch them graduate and leave, and you have to deal with new kids every season.
He loves that, though. That's how he gives back to the community. You know, he helps these kids get, he works at an inner city school and not at the school. He has a full-time job and then he does that afterwards. But what he does is he helps get their film out to the JUCOs and just try to help them. Yeah, he really, really takes a real interest in these kids and getting, because for some of the kids, it's their only way out, you know, and it's their only outlet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he might be the only person opening the door for them.
And giving them any type of positivity or anything, you know, because some of these kids just have it really, really tough, you know. So football.
I think I've seen a movie like that.
probably like 10 of them. I think there a lot of them are like that, you know. So I only get to see my husband a couple of times a year, really, you know.
Well, Christmas. Anniversary?
Yeah, something like that. We both work from home in the same house, but it's funny. I have this dish towel my girlfriend got me. This is it's football season. If you see my husband, tell him I said hello, you know?
That's funny.
Well, are you guys all ready to get going or?
Sure.
Okay. All right. So I had started gathering some of the information that we need for the client onboarding call. I'm just going to go ahead and pick up where we had left off at. That way we can get this all squared away for you guys and get your client onboarding done today. That's where the magic happens, so to speak, where they're going to do verification for exactly which domain you guys want and all of those things. So just to verify, son's name is Brendan Schubert, 417-379-3839. He's a full partner and has full authorization to make any change, adjustment, and purchase on behalf of the company, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Beautiful. Okay, and then you guys
You'll
have
probably
a logo.
Doing most of the changes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we just have to make sure that everybody who has authorization to do those sorts of things, sometimes they'll give, like, for example, they'll give an office manager authorization to make changes but not purchase, You see, right. So we just like to make sure that it's clear. Now, with that being said, I'm taking a look here at this. What all services do you guys want to be coming up for?
Wow, there's a lot.
There is a lot. I know that. And you don't have to give them all. Like, what's going to happen is you give me a roundabout, and then we're going to go ahead and we're going to give you the list of recommended keywords based on what it is that y'all are offering.
Okay, well, we made a flyer. Do you want me to just read off some of the stuff on the flyer?
Yes, sir.
Okay, brick replacement.
Mm-hmm.
Tuck pointing.
Mm-hmm.
Chimney repair. Power washing and sealing masonry.
Okay, hold on. Power washing. So does that include pressure washing roofs, decks, porches, driveways, the whole bit?
I mean, I have done porches, and I've done driveways, and I've done a little everything.
Do you want
to? If it pays right. I mean, if
okay.
it pays right, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Power
okay.
washing and masonry sealing.
Pressure washing. Hold on, because we do those individually. Exterior, home cleaning, decks. Do you guys do roofs?
Nah, I don't do a lot of roofs.
Do you do soft wash?
Do what?
Soft wash.
I don't know what that is.
It's
oh, like on the house?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've washed houses. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We never called it a soft wash, but I just call it power washing.
Yeah, but that's some of the words that I'm popping out are some of the ways that it's searched. So that's why I just want to make sure we cover all of it.
Okay.
And then, okay, so you said the pressure washing, power washing, and then there was another word you put in there.
Power washing and sealing masonry.
Sealing masonry.
Yeah, power washing and sealing masonry concrete, yeah.
Okay. Got it?
Window and door re-caulking.
Coughing, C-O-F-F-I-N-G.
No, caulk.
Caulk, okay.
C-A-U-L.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. C-A-U-L-K-I-N-D. Yeah. Non-mechanical in-ground pool repair, which is basically cracks, expansion joints, and tile replacement. Like the actual pool itself, the in-ground pool. And fiberglass step repair in in-ground pools. I'm actually the only person that I know of in the whole state that does the fiberglass deck repair.
Okay.
I'm having trouble getting that word out there because there's so many pools that have the fiberglass steps that are cracked and broke.
Mm-hmm.
And they wash out and they get worse and worse and worse as time goes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm probably the only, I might be the only person in a few states from here that does it. Because the people I took the class through said there's nobody in your whole region that does that.
Okay. And you said pool tile repair. What are the other, in-ground pool tile repair, what are the other ones that you had there?
Expansion joint and crack resealing.
That's it. Hold on. Let me get that exact phrase. Expansion joint crack.
Okay. Repair, yeah.
Repair, got it. Okay. For in-ground pools, I want to be clear with that. Okay.
So you want to do tile repair on there, Ben? Because that was all stuff that I do, basically, and that's
mm-hmm.
just the masonry side of things. And now that Brennan has come on as 100%, he came from the Carpenters Union.
Mm-hmm.
Framing and flooring. He did flooring. I mean, for years.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think we're going to play some towel.
Okay.
Some towel.
Do you guys have a general contractor's license? Or what are you working with here?
LLC. I just have LLC. And,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
LLC, insured and bonded.
Okay. Okay. So I'm thinking if we're going to, they're going to let us know if the primary, what the primary, like if we're going to put you under handyman, high-end handyman, if we're going to put you under like remodeling, if it's going to go under general contractor, I think because of the way that yours is. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking is it's going to be general contracting because of the way that you guys are general contracting. Okay, so he wants...
I mean, we've replaced doors and windows and all kinds of stuff, trim.
Okay. So he wants flooring and tile repairs, is that correct?
Yeah.
All types of flooring, vinyl, wood, plank, all that? Or specific?
Or do you want to leave the flooring off for now?
We'll leave the flooring off for now.
Just leave the flooring off for now, because he did it for so many years, he's probably wanting to take a break.
Probably. Tell me what you want, yeah. Brendan. What can I get for you?
Plus the floor. Okay, I'll lay it down to you this way.
Okay.
The masonry,
mm-hmm.
The masonry side of things that I do,
mm-hmm.
my cost per job is less than 10%.
Mm-hmm.
That's 7-8% on my cost per job. So what I make is 90% or more on the job.
Right.
And my overhead is usually 5%, 6%, 7%. With flooring, it's usually 30%. 30% of the job is the cost.
I see. And it's always fluctuating.
Masonry, my masonry cost is very little. I do 3 or 4 jobs on very little material.
Okay. Got it. All right.
So I think that's why we're going to hold off on the flooring just for a little while, because it costs
sure.
so much to go buy all mm-hmm. the flooring and add that to the contract and all, it's
mm-hmm.
a lot. When they see
sure.
that number, it scares them.
Yeah. Well, you guys can add in the keywords anytime that you want. You can add in this other stuff that you want. There's no additional cost to do that. You're able to add in keywords or services at any point in time. So do you want to stick with what we've got here, or do you guys want to add in anything
yeah.
else?
No, we'll just stick with that for now, because we can always add more if we need to.
Absolutely. You absolutely can. Okay. And then you said you have the LLC insured and bonded.
Yep.
So, hold on. Yes. Got it. And then how far of a service radius? She'd originally put you down for a 50-mile radius.
I've been a ways, but I'd say an hour from us, Joplin, Kimberling City, Branson, that's all within the hour usually.
Okay.
But like I said, it depends on the job, too. Somebody wants mm-hmm. to travel farther and they're willing to pay, I will definitely travel for them.
Right, if they're willing to pay, that's the thing.
Yeah. Yeah, you bet.
Yeah.
yeah. Because anytime after, anything longer than an hour, the union usually, anything after an hour, they start charging.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Same thing,
so. Mm-hmm.
The union will give you an hour, and then after that, they start charging. Per mile or per distance. So
mm-hmm.
I figured I would do the same. An hour is a good radius from the office.
Mm-hmm. It absolutely is. Okay, I see here the logo. Is this the logo that's here on the Facebook page?
Yeah, the Easy Seal's got a little seal with a shirt and a thumb.
Mm-hmm. He's
cute. Yeah, I drew that up.
That's photos and logo. Hours of operation. When do you want the phone calls?
Until 8. I mean, 8 to 8.
8 to 8, Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday.
I take phone calls 7 days a week through Angie Leads.
Okay.
But on Angie Leads, I can shut it off. I don't want them to call that Sunday. I can just turn it off and they won't call Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday
well,
is usually the day. I don't really bother on a Sunday. I can just say that much, probably.
Okay, so we'll say 8 to 8, Monday through Saturday.
Yep. That gives them a chance to call, because a lot of people don't get off work till 6. If you quit taking phone calls at 5, you're never going to get at those people.
Yeah, it's true. And you're going to miss a huge,
miss
market.
A big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's and like I said, I've learned in the last 2 years almost here that I have to work around their schedule,
mm-hmm.
so I don't really have a schedule.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is just for phone calls. It's not for scheduling. It's literally just for phone calls because, sometimes painters, when they're doing the commercial jobs, they have to do it in the middle of the night,
yeah.
because that's when the business is not open or whatever the case is. So that may be the case for you. You may have to do something get a little crafty, as it were.
Well, it's the same with power washing and caulking and sealing inside office buildings. You can't be in there doing that while they're working. So you got to come after hours.
Right. Exactly. Now, when we built the website for you guys, do you want to do payment integration? Like, do you take What type of payments do you take? Cash, check, credit card, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Cash App?
Well, I got Venmo, Cash App, and cash and the check. That would be, that's what I usually take now.
Got it.
Venmo and Cash App, the two that I have.
Okay.
And a check. And cash is always nice.
Cash is king.
Yeah.
Uncle Sam don't need to know about all of it, does he?
No.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and schedule your client onboarding. We have two choices here, gentlemen. I can ask for a live client interview, meaning we go ahead and try to transfer over right after we take the billing and do it, knock it out now, or I can schedule it for later today. What's best for you guys?
The billing?
No, the billing is going to come to secure the position, but for your client interview, this is where we do the 20 to 30 minute phone interview that's going to get everything kicked off. Do you want to try to do that now, or do you want me to schedule it for later on?
I'll do it right now. I'm off, it's rainy, and I'm sleepy.
That's what I figured. Let me ask. That's a recipe for disaster for me, man, because I love my naps.
See, that's where I'm having trouble. I slept kind of rough last night. I woke up early this morning. It was rainy, so I laid back down. I've been fighting it all day.
Mm.
Like, I had my partner, my son, go get some breakfast, and while he was gone, I fell asleep.
Oh, boy.
You know, so.
Oh, boy. Yeah, it is. A rough day of naps in the rain, you know. That's a terrible day, right?
Yeah, I got another day of it tomorrow. So.
Oh, boy. Well, I envy you. You know, we do see rain over here in California. We do. Last year, it rained, like, quite a bit, and it actually started getting – I live right on the coast, so it's just, like, 54 here right now. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. It's 54. It gets – people think California is always warm. It's in, like, the inner part, yes, inland, but where we're at, like, we see it gets cold, you know? And
yeah, you got to get the breeze right off the ocean there.
Mm-hmm. And I love it personally because I like to sleep with all the windows open, but it'll drop down 40 degrees in the night, you know?
I think last winter or the winter before that, we was at negative 30 for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, that's no fun at all. That sounds terrible.
And it gets down to zero about every year here. I mean, it's the wind chills can get colder, you know, and like I said, and the weather's so, I mean, like in the summertime, it'll be 110, 112.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the wintertime, it'll be negative 10, negative 12. So the temperature swings. Yeah, humidity's horrible here.
Mm.
It's like, I've heard people say that Florida is better.
Wow, that's really saying something, because Florida is muggy and buggy.
you can wipe the air off your face here.
Oh, goodness. So I was born in Mobile, Alabama. I went back there for a visit in July of all times, okay? And we went to Six Flags over Georgia in July. I thought I was going to die. It was it was really something.
No fun had there.
Right, you know?
The temperature change here is so drastic, you know, and a lot of people say, if you don't like the weather, wait a few minutes.
Right.
You know, it happens so quick.
Oh, heavens. Well, I'm ready to read the voice verification, Eric, and take the billing information. So for the cards you're putting on file, is the billing address the home office at 3360 North Farm Road 143?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
MasterCard.
All right. I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
5581.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Hold on. Turn that light on, man. I can't see shit. Old and blind. Let's start that over. Yeah. 5581.
Mm-hmm.
1800.
Mm-hmm.
1749.
Mm-hmm.
7534.
Mm-hmm. Expiration month and year.
0327.
3-digit code on the back.
494.
I need to set a security question for your account. It's your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Maybe pet. Not my first, but he's red. Just put red. He's my first pet.
Okay.
Yeah.
cool.
Not my first pet, but he was my best pet.
Okay, it has, let me see here. It has, perfect. Okay, we've got that. All right, I'm processing the account for the 348. That's the 249 plus the one-time setup fee of $99, and I'm going to read the voice verification now. If you have any questions during voice verification, feel free to stop me. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy for your order, please state the name of your business as it shall read on the first page of Google.
Easy Seal Weatherproofing.
Please state your name. Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Eric Enlow, owner.
Eric, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Do you authorize Brendan Schubert as an authorized user on this account as well?
Yes, ma'am.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours, which is 3 actual days, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes, ma'am.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as the certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes, ma'am.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged for today's date, which is November 18th, 2024, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $348 for the all-inclusive platinum package and setup fee. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes, no additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. The reoccurring payment will take place on the 18th day of every month in the flat monthly investment rate of $249. Again, one flat rate, no hidden taxes, additional quick fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind. Should you choose to pause your service or discontinue your service for any reason, we ask that you do so by contacting myself for client support within 3 days of the billing. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs. You're going to hear a video, or you're going to hear a recording come on here in just a second. I'm going to stay with you while we bring Joyce on the line to do your client onboarding.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. We will direct you to the right representative. Please continue to remain on the line, as an agent will be with you shortly.
Hi, thanks for talking to Local Splash. My name is Joyce.
Hi, Joyce. This is Amy, and I've got Eric here, and he's ready to do his client onboarding, okay?
All right, sure.
All right, you guys have a great chat. Let me know if I can help with anything else, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, bye now.
All right, thank you, Amy. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.